from PRX's tracks. This is Time Storm.
Previously on Time Storm.
Are you new in town?
Yes, this is all so new.
No need to be nervous. Celestina Cordero is most welcoming.
A pleasure to meet you, Maestra Cordero.
Roman, please see this correspondence makes its way to the newspaper office.
It will be at La Gaceta within a quarter of an hour.
My students work hard. I work hard. It's unfair that being born female prevents us from being acknowledged for our efforts. Sincerely, Celestina Cordero.
How delusional must this woman be to think La Gaceta would publish such a desperate notice?
You've arrived during free art practice.
It's an honor to be in your class, Maestro Cordero.
A civil guard stopped us on the street and confiscated the notice before we made it to La Gaceta.
Did you catch the guard's name?
His laugh. It sounded like a demon.
Peña y Ruiz.
Thank you for the warm welcome into your classroom and for everything you're fighting for.
You tell me, what is the plea for equality worth to Celestina and those girls?
They must get that artifact.
Benny?
I'm so glad to see you.
You wouldn't believe what happened today.
I know what the artifact
today.
Is.
Me too.
So it's at La Gaceta?
Not quite.
Witness. Find. Z-Number.
The hidden past seeks its dawn, showing us that we all belong. Horacio, Alexa, and Benny, take back time, find history in the time storm.
Witness. Find. Z-Member.
You actually had the artifact in your hand, and you let this dude take it away?
Oh, like you would have been able to stop him?
Maybe not physically, but you could have used your brain, you know?
How about I figured out what the artifact was hours ago, and you figured it out just now?
I was in class all day, being laughed at by two giggling 19th century know-it-alls. Do you know how hard it is not to say things from the future?
I brought up graphic novels in a discussion about primary colors. And then when someone asked me where I was from, I just blurted out, Luisa! That's where a bunch of Pa's family's from, right?
Yeah. I told Celestina Ponce.
Maybe we should get our story straight for the future.
But right now, we need to find the civil guard and get that notice back.
According to Rafael, his name is Peña y Ruiz, and he guards the governor's residence in the afternoon.
The barometer! It's glowing blue!
We're right on track!
Guess we're going to La Fortaleza.
Isn't that the place we visited with Ma and Pa?
Yep. Let's go find this creepy civil guard.
Wait until you hear him laugh.
Rain feels good.
The building looks so different. Smaller, and like an actual fort.
It won't be renovated to look more like a house until sometime in the next decade.
That's him there, Peña y Ruiz.
Pretty average looking, if you ask me.
Look, the paper's still there in his front pocket.
Celestina's plea.
How are we supposed to get it?
I have an idea. I think I can grab it.
You can't just walk up to him. You're a girl in 1838.
That can work to our advantage. Stay hidden just around this corner. Here, hold on to my old-timey bag.
Fine, but just be careful.
Help me! Oh, whoa!
Who's there?
Oh, whoa.
Ay, 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 ay.
What is the meaning of this? This is no place for a girl. Leave at once.
I feel so faint. I need your help, Papa.
Oh, I am not your father.
Ay, the rain, the rain.
Ave Maria Purissima.
Papa, it's getting so dark.
Eh?
She's got it.
Thank you for your help. I feel much better now.
Not so fast. I'll take this back.
Let go of her!
Get it, Benny!
This paper isn't yours.
You again?
It's torn in two.
Give me the other half.
You dare give an order to a civil guard officer?
My arms!
Let him go!
Scamper off, little girl.
Would you look at this? The entrance to La Fortaleza is unguarded. Perhaps I'll pay the governor a visit.
Who's there?
Roman!
Keep still, silly boy.
Got the other half!
Grab the satchel, Alexa!
Ay, niños malditos!
Run, Benito! Corre, Alexa! Complete the errand!
Come on!
Let's go!
I'll have you arrested, young man.
Perhaps the governor would frown upon one of his civil guards arresting the top student in the seminary.
What is your name?
Roman Pardoriotti de Castro. You have no right to take private property, and you have no right to kick me from the streets of my San Juan.
How amazing was Roman back there?
He came out of nowhere.
Benya's no match for him.
That laugh.
I told you.
His uniform smelled like it's never been washed.
The rain. Papa, it's getting so dark. Shame the paper is torn. Here, put both pieces in your purse thing.
Good idea. We don't want it to get any more destroyed before we get to La Gaceta.
La Gaceta?
Roman said to complete the errand.
He doesn't know what we know.
You should have seen La Maestra's face. She's just trying to get what the girls deserve.
We can't go back without this artifact.
But delivering this notice seems like such a minor thing.
La Gaceta never published this notice. It has to stay that way.
Celestina cares so much about her students. This is her life's work.
We're not supposed to deliver this to La Gaceta. We can't mess around with history.
You're right, Benito. Can't I just tell him? I can use the barometer.
Not yet.
So we're going to let them alter history and create another timeline when I have the ability to speak to them?
They haven't altered history yet. You need to trust your cousins. They need to trust themselves. They've got this.
Fine.
Alexa.
What?
See? We're doing the right thing.
Tempest.
Here we go.
Hola, hermana. Another week of lessons completed.
Rafael, how did your students fare today?
Tremendous. And yours?
They managed well enough. My class continues to grow. I had to assign 3 girls to share a slate today.
I hope this helps.
I don't want to take slates away from your boys.
It's rare that all my slates are in use at one time.
I appreciate your generosity, but I prefer to claim what's rightfully ours. Let us see what my public announcement in La Gaceta yields.
I'm afraid the notice was intercepted.
What's this?
I spoke with Roman. That arrogant Peña y Ruiz swiped the paper from him before he reached La Gaceta.
They want to silence me. To make it seem like I don't exist. No, it's worse than that. They want to erase the fact that there are girls in here every day thinking and speaking their minds. Smart girls who can grow up and be better teachers than I could ever dream of being.
I'm sorry, Celestina.
I thought maybe when Queen Maria Cristina put a halt to the slave trade to Puerto Rico, that more freedoms would follow. But here we are, 3 years later, and I can't offer my students what they need.
Is that paper? Why are the sheets torn?
I tore each sheet into 4 smaller pieces. It will last longer this way.
Ay, Celestina, please accept these slates. I'm repaying a debt.
You owe me nothing.
I'm a teacher because of you. You changed my life when you started that first school here in San Juan. How lucky I've been to have a big sister to lead the way.
You would have started one soon enough. After all, you are a cordero.
Ah, but I can never match your perseverance. Standing up to the city council to get accreditation after years of rejection.
And the rejection continues. I'm so tired, Rafael.
Then rest your mind for the new week. Your students need you.
Thank you for the slates. The girls will benefit from them.
Debt repaid?
You don't owe me, hermanito.
Ay, Celestina, so many of us do.
was the trip?
Kind of crazy.
Lots of running around.
You could see us in the windshield?
Not the whole time. We check in to make sure you're safe.
How long were we there? You know, in Earth time.
You completed the quest in just under 8 hours.
Here you go. The plea for equality torn apart.
Artifact cloud, emerge.
What in the world? It's like one of those mobiles for a baby's crib.
Only, for junk?
Artefactos.
This is the artifact cloud. You can see objects up there already.
An instrument? An old book? Ooh, a mask.
Whoa! Why is everything changing in size like that?
In the cloud, matter changes form according to the cloud's rhythm.
But where did these other artifacts come from?
A question for another time. Artifact attained.
Whoa! Okay, there it goes.
Artifact cloud, retreat.
¿Qué pasa, Alexa?
The notice should have been published instead of floating around in a weird-looking cloud.
If you had delivered it to La Gaceta, it would have created another timeline.
So, we just hold on to what happened, knowing that we could have done more?
You saw Celestina teach. We found and retrieved the plea for equality.
What does bringing back a muddy, torn piece of paper from 1838 do exactly?
A question for another time.
Wait a minute. I thought time was too human for you.
It's just a saying, Benito Ventura. Now, before the time portal closes.
21st century clothes are so comfortable.
You'll be back for your next quest before you...
Benny?
Have you seen your sister?
This episode of Time Storm was written by Dania Ramos with audio engineering, sound design, and original music by Michael Aquino. The role of
Alexa Ventura
was played by
Leilani Figueroa.
Benny Ventura
was played by
Claudio Venancio.
Horacio Mendez
was played by
Orlando Segura.
Atabe
was played by
Alicia Rivas,
with special guests J.F. Siri as Celestina Cordero, Juan Cartagena as Rafael Cordero, Alexi Perez as Roman, and Carlos Ponton as Peña y Ruiz. It's time for our listener shareout. Here's Leilani, who co-hosts the Book Power for Kids podcast, featured on the Kids Listen app.
Hi, my name's Leilani. I'm 10 years old and I live in Kissimmee, Florida. My adventure shareout is about my vacation to Thailand. My family and I were staying at a Thai resort and we got to plant trees by the riverbank. Our boat driver was steering the boat through the river when we saw some monkeys on the shore. We looked at them and took pictures, but the excitement really began when two of them climbed over to us. One came from the trees and dropped onto the plastic canopy on top of the boat. The other swam up near us and jumped onto the side of the boat. Our driver immediately got out of the boat and grabbed a bamboo pole to fend off the monkeys with. One of the monkeys grabbed a bag of rice we were going to have for lunch, but the driver wrestled it away. It was a crazy and amazing experience and one that I will never forget.
Sounds like those monkeys wanted to party with you. Thanks for sharing, Leilani. Hey, listeners, we want to feature your voice in an upcoming episode. You can learn more about how to submit a shareout by visiting timestormseries.com. Timestorm is produced by Cocotazo Media and is a proud member of TRAX from PRX. Support for TRAX comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. To learn more about TRAX, visit trax.fm. That's TRAX.FM. Additional support comes from the PRX Google Podcasts Creator Program. If you enjoy the show, please ask your parents to subscribe to Time Storm on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or the Kids Listen app. A quick message for our adult listeners. please be sure to check out our free resources, including episode guides and transcripts, over at timestormseries.com. And if you're interested in more bonus and behind-the-scenes content, we hope you'll consider joining our Patreon community over at patreon.com/timestorm. You can also show your support for the series by sharing it with a friend or leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. Timestorm is produced in Essex County, New Jersey, which is situated on the traditional territory of the Lenni Lenape people. As always, thanks for listening. Support for Trax comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is Trax from PRX.